Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Wake up.
Wake up, Ryan. Hey, man. Get to the podcast now.
Oh, but it's a nice rainy day.
I know, dude. To be honest right now, all I want to do is take a nap.
Just want to be home and take a nap. By the time we get home from work, the rain's probably not going to be there anymore.
You know, I mean, it's been raining all day.
Yeah, we'll see. It rained 2 days ago or a day ago. I can't remember. I think 2 days ago.
And people are...
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Come on.
No, go for it, buddy.
I already said a piece. Is your turn.
I was just going to say, people are probably surprised why we're talking about rain. Like, hey, it rains all the time. Never rains in LA, so it's...
And from two South Carolina boys, we love the rain. We miss the rain. We appreciate the rain, especially you, coastal fucking Charleston.
I know.
Well, you don't. You shouldn't have enjoyed the rain as much because then it could potentially lead to loss of home.
But well, it was a welcome loss of home, though, because I love the rain so much. But it's pouring in LA today. I'm looking out the window. It's overcast. It's
Hold on, man.
Water's rushing. Yeah, let's open up that window up. Let's really open that up. Damn, oh, I like this. I like this atmosphere. I could see it bouncing off the roof, off the neighbor's roof. See it knocking down the little tree leaves. Oh, turn those lights down. Fuck yeah. Okay, I like this atmosphere. Got a little candle in the middle.
Okay, atmosphere. Much better.
Nice, nice. Well, welcome, guys, to episode 184 of our podcast.
Another one,
y'all. Another one of many hundreds of the Super Mega Cast.
That's right. Yep.
Inching our way to 200 at this point.
Close.
Very close. 184, are we 16 away now?
Yeah.
Some shit like that. Damn, dude.
We know simple math. Look at that.
Uh-huh.
I guess... What's the most pressing thing in terms of like what's going on right now, right? Is still the coronavirus.
Oh my God, yeah, that's big right now. That's real big right now.
And pandemic.
A pandemic, baby. We are at pandemic levels now.
No one's coming from Europe.
Mm-mm.
Unless I guess you were traveling and you're an American, you can probably still come over.
Yeah.
And that doesn't count the UK and Iceland, right? Or does that
UK and Ireland.
Ireland, sorry.
It's fucking insane, dude. Like, it seems like yesterday was when it all really just kind of whoop. Like it was never good, but now all of a sudden it's like everything's shutting down. Tom Hanks has it.
You know, did you see on the subreddit, someone was like, the boys predicted this Tom Hanks thing? Because like recently in a podcast, we were talking about like what would be a celebrity, like a big celebrity death that would really... upset us.
Oh my God, you're right.
And we have a podcast episode titled Tom Hanks has AIDS.
Oh my God. And in that episode, funny thing is, in that episode, we talked about Chet Hanks a lot, like his son.
Yeah.
And now he's in the news real big right now.
Why is Chet in the news?
Because he posted a video addressing like his the state of his parents, where he's like, yeah, guys, so my parents got the coronavirus, but he's shirtless in it. And he's like really like ripped and he has all these tattoos on display. It it's just bizarre.
It's a bummer, man. Well, the thing is, yesterday you were like, uh-oh, now all the celebrities are getting it. But Tom Hanks
is
in Australia.
Yeah. Here, let me just show you this
video.
Does
he live in Australia?
No, he's shooting a movie.
What movie?
Dude, I don't... My Tom Hanks agent? Here, let me just show you this.
I think...
What's up, everyone? Yeah, it's true. My parents got coronavirus.
Dude, I love Chet
Hanks.
He's
such a, like, I don't understand how that comes from Tom. Although, do you feel like it's part of the youth, his youthful rebellious nature because his dad was Tom Hanks and he's like, no, I'm going to be a rapper with tattoos.
Maybe, yeah, dude, because, well, here's the thing, dude. If my dad was Tom Hanks, I wouldn't rebel against that. I'd be like, yo, my dad's fucking Tom Hanks.
My dad's Forrest Gump.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Baby Gump.
And now Tom Hanks has corona.
I'm Little Forrest.
Little Forrest.
Is he like me?
No, he's Forrest. The top of his class.
That part made me cry so much the first time I saw it, dude.
Is he a rapper like me?
Forrest, he's a rapper.
Oh.
He's a white rapper, Forrest.
And then Bubba's next to him is like, is he like
me?
No, Bubba. A white rapper.
Dude.
Oh, man.
I got this virus that had to do with beer or something. And I kept sneezing.
And sneezing. And then, you know, Lieutenant Dan, we got this virus that
called the coronavirus.
It had to do with some Corona beer.
There was something a long time ago called SARS.
Dude, it's crazy though.
Trump's gonna get it, dude.
Yeah, everyone's gonna.
I'm not saying that in like gleeful.
Oh, dude, Trump's gonna get it.
No, but like I'm saying, like, you know, there's a lot of crazy headlines going around. But one recently was that some guy who recently met with both Donald Trump and Pence was found to be positive for coronavirus.
Yes.
After he had met
a Brazilian person, like
spokesperson.
Something. Yeah. Damn. And also, you know, the crazy thing about how viruses spread is like the exponential process of it is that we are recording this on Thursday, March 12th.
Yes.
And this comes out almost a week later, actually. Which means,
well, on YouTube. Remember, you can always listen.
No, this will be on streaming services a week later. Wednesday. It comes out on Wednesdays on streaming services.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot. For some reason. Oh, it's because, sorry, guys. We're trying to be responsible adults. And so we're trying to get the podcast done on like Monday. So we record it at the end of the week, edit it at the beginning of next week, and put it out mid next week.
Yes.
So sorry, I'm still kind of frazzled by that change.
Yeah, just 'cause side note, because now we've partnered with Studio 71.
Well, as you can see from the description currently on Spotify, you know,
they're changing that actually.
Okay,
I talked to them about it. They're gonna change it.
it was funny. Just we're missing our third member on
Studio
the podcast.
71.
Yeah,
yeah.
The man, the myth, the legend, Studio 71.
He just sits there quietly. We partnered with Studio 71 though, and they're gonna be we gave Rooster Teeth a little kiss goodbye, and now we're Studio 71, and they're gonna be bringing us for the next year our ad deals, so we got to start doing things more professionally, I guess. We got the whips on our back right now to do these.
Well, it helps.
It does.
The podcast in general, and yeah. For those who are listening right now on YouTube, just remember that you can, it's on Spotify, on iTunes.
iTunes doesn't even exist anymore.
Oh, sorry, the Apple Music Store, that's what it's called?
It's confusing, right? I don't know why they got rid of iTunes. Apple Podcasts, everything. It's on everything,
yeah.
2 days before.
Are we on Google Music?
Yeah, we're on Google Play Music. So Android listeners and
so
stuff.
So it comes out early there. You can catch the podcast early. And if you are listening to us through the Apple Store, if you could help us out and give us a five star rating. We haven't begged for your ratings in quite a few episodes, I'd say. I'd say, I don't know, like
70, 80.
Yeah, so if y'all could just, you know, leave a nice little
Smack
review.
A little 5 stars
that's only if you like the podcast. If you hate it, just stop listening and never come back.
Dude.
What?
Don't.
I'm kidding. You can come back to hate on us for no reason.
No, don't. I was saying don't to the audience.
Oh.
But yeah, anyway, with that being said, what I was saying is the fact that this comes out almost a week later and this shit spreads so exponentially.
Well, the past 3 days have been huge updates. All 3 days.
Literally, like the past 48 hours, just, well, Tom Hanks, they canceled, like, all
the
sporting
NBA
events. NBA
canceled
their
season, which is big. Like, we're talking about, like, E3 was canceled, of course. We're talking about big corporations that don't really care about the general public, but they have to because it looks better for them to cancel those events. So they're willing to take the marketing loss over the backlash they would get to staying open if the disease was still,
well, that's bad, dude.
Still around. So
and everything, like, just in the past few
hours.
That's
how I know it's bad, when companies are losing money because of it. Like, E3 is huge. Like, it's such a huge, like, E3 is a giant commercial.
Dude, South by Southwest?
Yep, South by Southwest.
I saw they were saying they might not
Coachella
be able to do it again.
Until October was postponed. I think some movie releases are being postponed.
They might shut down the entire, like, film, TV.
Yeah, dude, I'm... One of my friends was saying, like, I should stop, because I like going to the movie theater. I should stop going to the movie theater for the time being, because that's just a... It's one room, just a bunch of seats, in and out, in and out, in and out. It's just not... It's not viable.
A lot
right
of people
now,
just sitting and incubating, you know?
And I don't know if, like, if it's really to that extent, because if you look at past pandemics that we've had, H1N1, you know, that one, you know, it's like, if you can help me out here, Matt, whenever I try to talk on something, I always think of something to say, then I'm like, what if people take that wrong? And then I try to reword it in my mind in a different way. So that's why I'm getting caught up in this loop. Anyways, basically, I don't know if the fear of H1N1 is greater than the, like, necessity for all of this. Like, do you think social media has a point to play? Do you think it's, like, this serious? I think it's this serious. I
fear
think
of it's coronavirus.
Like, yeah, coronavirus.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, I think it is. Because
like, H1N1, like, of course it was more lethal and it infected more people, but that, we have an end date for that right now. We don't have an end date for coronavirus currently. Right now, yes, it
no
is
vaccine,
spreading.
No vaccine, no cure. Yeah. And it seems like just the way it can stay... you can have it for like 12 days without symptoms and be spreading it. You can.
Was 2009 our last pandemic?
I don't remember when the last pandemic was. Was it swine flu?
I think it was. I thought it was H1N1.
I think, was that a pandemic?
Yeah.
Was Ebola?
Wait,
pandemic?
Was swine flu or H1N1 2009? I can't.
Swine
remember.
Flu was H1N1.
Oh. Anyways, yeah, that was 2009.
That long ago? Oh yeah. I was in middle school.
I just don't remember too much. I guess
because really
we were young.
You don't care about that shit when you're in middle school, you know?
Yeah, but I feel like I would have remembered my parents, like, being like, be careful, I don't know.
I don't remember this.
My parents don't sound like that, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, Jim does.
Yeah.
But I think it's warranted. I mean, the fact that it does kill a lot of people. I was reading some shit.
Almost 1,000 people in Italy as of right now. Like 800 something people have died.
Yeah, I mean, people are dying really fast, too.
Of course, more people are recovering.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It's still not good that people are dying.
No, and I hear a lot of people, you know, like my dad, for example, is like, well, you know, son, the common flu kills more people each year. It's like, well, yeah, granted, it does.
We have a vaccine.
We have a vaccine,
common.
You know, and this is like new territory. This could mutate, you know, just because the flu does kill a lot of people doesn't undercut the argument that we shouldn't take this seriously.
We're at a big crossroads right now. I think
they're gonna cancel the Olympics.
Oh, damn it, Matt.
Oh, is that what you're gonna say?
Yes.
Oh, I had no idea.
I was gonna link it because Plague Inc., whenever you're playing the game, the goal is to at least last until the Olympics. So that then after you get to the Olympics, you're good. You're like, oh, I can win this easy now, essentially. But if they close off the Olympics, you're kind of fucked. Not fucked, but it's a little harder to infect the world.
Yeah.
And so, like, I don't know. I mean, this is a big turning point. Are they gonna you know, halt the Olympics? The thing is, I think Japan spent 1.something% of their whole economy, like, funding the Olympics, right?
Yeah, I mean, they've been working on this for this. I mean, the Olympics are a big fucking
deal for
any economy.
It would be a big loss of money.
Huge loss. And I think they probably will cancel it.
Yeah.
If it keeps going the way it is now, because I saw, like, Ohio and Maryland just canceled school.
Mm-hmm.
My mom is saying they might cancel school in South Carolina.
Well, out here in LA, people are going a bit stupid. They're hoarding all the toilet paper and shit. They're buying like bottles of water. And yes, it's cheap to just buy a big pack of bottled water, but just get a filter thing. Just get a.
The virus is not going to get into the water supply. It's like the water's going to be fine. You could just drink water out of the tap still, you know? It's like,
yeah.
It's not like the water's going to get infected.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home,
it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
I think people are like preparing for quarantine.
I guess. So. Yeah. I do.
I have my canned soups, dude.
I got some too. We got a big ass, like we're getting a big ass bag, like 15 pounds of rice and some beans, some cans of beans.
Fuck yeah.
Some, you know, some,
I
want
to
like,
go to the
goods.
Store, get some meats, put in the freezer, like steak and chicken.
Let's do a Corona prep vlog where we just go to the store. The guys go shopping. Grocery shopping too, but this time it's to prepare for the pandemic that is currently being unleashed upon humanity.
It is unfortunate though because masks won't help us that much in America. In somewhere like Japan, for example, since it is kind of a norm to wear masks, it does help a lot more because it halts the transmission. But if you only have like a few people wearing masks, it does not, like, it's not really helping anyone.
I think we should all just be wearing masks right now.
We should, but we're not going to be.
Like, you don't want to be the only guy wearing a mask and feel all goofy. Yeah.
As I said, it's just not, it wasn't inherently in our culture to begin with. So to adapt to it, like the whole mask thing, like I think we're a little too late right now.
This might start, who knows, this might start it as like
start
a trend.
A trend. That would be good.
As like people will start wearing masks all the time.
But it's really for, the masks are for people who have it.
Yeah. To keep from spreading it.
Because if you're wearing a mask and you don't have it, you're still, the likelihood of you getting it is only like decreased a minor amount by wearing a mask, right?
Yeah.
The more important thing is to make sure that you're washing your hands, you're being sanitary. You know, you're not going out. I think one of the things was don't go out to mass gatherings of more than 250 people type of thing.
Guys, wash your hands after you shit, please. A lot of people don't wash their hands after they shit.
And, I like smelling my hands after I use soap. I'm like,
I thought you were going to say after you shit.
After I shit.
After I wipe, I like.
After I wipe, I go, oh, there's still some particles there.
That smells good. Yeah. No, but I think that it's definitely freaky. I think we're at this like pivotal point right now where it suddenly has escalated so quickly. And it's like, is it going to continue to just escalate to like by the time this podcast drops, it could be like, really, 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 really bad. We're like, it could be a completely different.
Well, we got the numbers pulled up on your computer right now.
We're looking at the graph. It's shooting up real fast every day. So it's like, I mean, this comes out, what, in 6 days? Six days or so? So, I mean, that's, for a fucking pandemic, that's a long time. Or a lot can happen in 6 days.
Discovered early January, like the 9th or 19th or something.
I was going through my phone.
You tweeted because you screen recorded the screen capped the tweet,
not the tweet, but I got the
news notification.
Yeah, so I got a news notification.
New illness found in China.
Yeah, and I screenshot it because I remember I sent it to some people. Like, well, this is the end. Like, 2020 is over already. Like, as a joke, not realizing this legitimately would turn into a huge pandemic. Let me read you this screenshot. Sorry, I'm going through these pictures of Macklemore I have in my favorites.
Oh, don't worry, man. I understand. Here's,
3 hours ago, China's mysterious virus outbreak grows with 139 cases reported over 2 days. So, I'll say that little one.
Italy's the big one right now.
Yeah,
the three big ones are what? China, South Korea, Italy?
Yeah, and Iran. Iran is really... Iran's big. Yeah, you were actually about to do some international travel and had to cancel it.
I was going to go for cherry blossom season to Japan with some friends. I was going to go to the Ghibli Museum and just eat some good food, just, you know, was invited to go on a trip to Japan, so I accepted, and I was getting excited. I had it planned for, you know, months, but, you know.
Yeah, and that sucks, because like the past few weeks you've just been watching, you're like, oh man, am I gonna be able to?
The thing is, I told you like I wanna go, but I think I told you from the get go, like my heart's telling me that I'm just gonna have to not go.
Well, literally as of like 2 days ago, I was like yeah, you can probably still go, but literally like boom, all of a sudden it's like, no, you shouldn't go.
It's a threat level 3 and they're at a 4 right now, so
Japan's at a 4?
To travel and shit like that.
What's the threat level? I didn't know there's like a threat level. What is it? What's the scale?
1 to 4.
Oh fuck. 4 is the worst?
Yeah.
And it's at 4?
Is that 3?
Oh, 3.
Did I say 4?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, 3 is what I mean.
3, fuck.
3, threat level 3.
Well, maybe it's 4 by the time this drops, because I got to travel later this month to go, y'all remember my old We Sell Drugs video ages ago on Kids of Problems. The guy I did that with, he's getting married, so I'm going to his wedding. We've talked about it before, I think.
Have we? That's so strange. He's getting married to someone who I knew from my youth group because they were the sister of my first girlfriend.
Isn't that, that's just small world. And now
she's married to someone who
I worked with.
Yeah,
before Ryan
Chick-fil-A.
And,
and he also was in the youth group.
But we all grew up in I grew up in Charleston, you grew up in Columbia. So like,
yeah,
we weren't even in the same town.
No.
So it's just a small fucking world.
I mean, you're gonna, all you have to do is go up to, you know, the sister, the wife.
Ryan misses you.
Or good old Gary.
Gary.
And just say, Mount Hebron. And then they'll be like,
Mount Hebron?
Mount Hebron United Methodist Church.
That's
our church.
Is that some kind of like one of those like CIA unlock words that'll turn into a killer?
they'll automatically just be like, yes. They'll treat you with respect. Okay. You should just say they'll be like, I never saw you. You're like, yeah, my parents went there. I went there in like early Sunday school, but then I kind of fell off for a bit, never went to youth group.
Is there, obviously you can't say this on the podcast because it would name names, but you need to help me craft a story. Like if there was someone at that church that I could say like, oh, I'm their son, that they would just be like, oh no. Or like, just like maybe it was the church.
You can't drop that.
I'll beep it out.
That was a nickname for him, but I'm still like kind of sketch about it because I think that maybe he's somewhere on like their social media. I don't know. Well, he's dead. So
he passed
away. So who cares anymore? He passed away.
And he was a pedophile.
Another pedophile lost, ladies and gentlemen.
We need like a theme, like a
R.I.P. I would die for you.
We need a soundboard.
It's my least favorite Joji song, I think.
Which song?
R.I.P.
I don't think I've heard that one. R.I.P.
Yeah.
Is it new?
No. It's off of Ballads, I think. Hold up.
I don't think I actually listened to Ballads all the way through. I think I skipped around on it. It's good though. Oh my god. Seattle just canceled school until April 27th.
Wait, Seattle's canceled school until when?
April 27th. Over a month.
All school.
Yeah.
Kids are... Dude.
Why couldn't this happen when I was in school?
I'm not going to have any fun on Fortnite because all these fucking sweat kids are not going to be in school.
Hey, dude, at least our views will go up because all the kids will be at home watching YouTube videos. You know, Corona blessing's actually a Corona blessing. Coronavirus is a blessing in disguise. This is some sad boy shit, dude. I haven't heard that one.
Yeah, that's not my favorite. I like Joji though.
Joji's
I like
great.
His music.
Joji's a great artist. I
Does
admire
he paint?
His music. Does he what?
I'm kidding.
Does he paint? Probably does. Yeah. I'm sure he does some paintings. I really
paints the walls with his own cum.
Who hasn't though?
While listening to his music.
My dad, I was on the phone with my dad yesterday about coronavirus. He's like, son, it's really just nothing to be worried about. Dad, you're in like the danger zone for it.
There's only 10 cases in the SC though.
Yeah, but I mean like he's in the danger zone, like the age range and health-wise.
Yeah, but like looking at where it is in South Carolina, it's mid-state.
Like Kershaw County or something.
Right? It's not, it's not.
There's some in Charleston.
Okay.
I think
wait,
so.
there is?
I think someone from MUSC got it.
Oh, damn.
That's what my mom said.
I thought it was all like, kind of...
You know, my mom's always lying.
Yeah, that is
That's
true.
The thing, even if it's mid-state, you know how fast it spreads.
This is the thing that sucks. I hate... Well, the phrase is true. There's a lot of... And maybe you've heard some that we've accidentally spilled, and we're sorry about that. We're just talking as if we're friends talking about something. We're not trying to be arbiters of health or anything like that, or information. But I forgot what I was gonna say. What did I start that with?
You were like, sorry if we've spilled some, but
oh, just like, oh yeah, the big thing is like fake news. There's a lot of like just bad facts, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel that. It's never intentional around on our end if we do.
As I said, this okay, remember guys, this podcast, yes, we do like talk to the audience and shit, and like that's the point of the podcast. We are like, but at the end of the day, we're having a conversation with each other. So if we say stuff that's wrong, or if we say things that might be inaccurate, that's we're not trying to knowingly deceive anyone, okay? We're just two dudes, two idiots talking to each other.
Yeah, and right? I did hear that an effective way to get the germs off your fingers with coronavirus is hand sanitizer is actually not a good way. A good way is
just to suck your fingers a little bit.
Yeah. So after you've been touching doorknobs, just suck on your fingers a little bit. But I was talking to my dad, and my dad was like, "Son, when you come to South Carolina, I want to take you to shoot my gun." I was like, oh.
"He has a gun or guns?"
He just said my gun.
And oh, he means his gun.
I don't know if
he's
going
to shoot
gun.
Off his gun. He wants you to shoot off his gun, dude.
I might have to go shoot off my dad's gun.
You have a whole song written about it.
I mean, that might be what inspired
you. Should have responded with, "Of course I would, Dad. I have a whole song written about it.
I'll polish your rifle, Pop." But I told him, I was like,
"You called your dad gay on Facebook."
I deleted it.
I know you did.
But
I was laughing my ass off. It says, "Yo, Dad, you gay," or some
shit. It said, I posted on my dad's Facebook wall late at night, in a spur of the moment, in my living room, a picture where it's, you know, on Facebook, you can type something where it'll make it to like a little picture with like a colored background. It was laughing, crying emojis, and it said, "Yo, Dad, you gay as hell." I posted yeah. on my dad's Facebook wall, and he never acknowledged it or saw it.
He might have seen it.
He would have said something.
Maybe.
But the thing is,
maybe that was the final straw, and you'll never hear from him ever again.
Okay. But
that does look like Drake sucking a cock.
Dude, I think
though.
It is Drake sucking a cock.
It's not.
That's Drake.
Why would you still be sucking a cock when cum's still all over your face? Didn't the dude already cum?
Dude, he's given. Okay, you ever heard when you nut, but she keeps sucking?
I don't. Yeah,
when
but
you
that
nut, but Drake keeps sucking.
Isn't that when you nut, but she keeps sucking? Isn't that like, oh, I'm so uncomfortable because the head of my penis is so sensitive after I came.
How do you know there's not another guy involved? Drake could be sucking multiple cocks. Someone finished early.
Okay,
and he's finishing
you're right.
This one off.
He could be running a fucking train on people, dude.
Hey, we run a train. Okay, there's a picture I have on my phone that I don't remember how I acquired it, but he literally looks like an unphotoshopped picture of Drake sucking cock.
With cum on his face.
With cum all over his, like, okay, I just want you to look at this. Like, I want you to examine this. Tell me where you could see it's possibly fake. Hold it. Hold my phone. Take it. Tell me.
I mean,
tell
that
me
could
how,
just not be him is the thing.
Dude, how is that not Drake? Right? That's 100% Drake sucking cock. That might be a real photo of Drake sucking cock that I have in my possession. I'm gonna get hit up with the biggest lawsuit because it turns out it is real.
Well, there's a lot for Drake to be worried about.
Dude,
like,
that
like
is
footage
just
of him at a concert flirting with a 16-year-old on stage.
I think he's doing more than flirting with the 16-year-old. I think he was touching.
He
the
touched her boobies.
Right?
I'm kidding. He didn't touch her boobies. He kissed her though, or something like that.
Dude, he's a superstar. Okay,
you know, if I was a superstar, if I was 30 something, if I was a 30 something year old, pop superstar like Drake, the first thing I would do would be hit up underage child stars and take them out to dinner.
Yes, dude. Absolutely.
But unfortunately, I'm not at Drake's level. So until I get to that level, I'm just going to have to stick with regular people, I guess.
Yes, dude.
My age and above.
God damn it. Dude, I'm sorry, man. I can't get over this picture.
Of Drake sucking a
penis? I forgot I had it on my phone. I just came across it.
Just like that someone guy came across his face.
Fake. Did I say Drame's fake? Drake's
yeah, because
face.
Because you were rushing to get to the joke before I was, and it flustered you.
I wasn't trying
but
to rush.
But I said
rush.
It correctly.
I wasn't trying to rush to get it across before. I was trying to get it
It was
out
a big time rush on your part. Like Nickelodeon, you was a big time rush.
I was just trying
That's
to get
That's all you have to do
time.
As a rapper. Just like if you can't find something, just be like, oh, I just need to name the channel first. Like trees, I have the bitch bending and swaying.
I had a good line the other day. It was
like a hurricane. with trees, she bending and swaying.
My bitch like a hurricane with the trees, she bending and swaying. Got her down on her knees. Got me squirting and spraying all over her titties.
Matt's dad is a cock sucking on Matt's dad's dad's cock.
That's a loaded one, dude.
That means your dad is a dick, and he's sucking your grandfather's penis.
Wait, Matt's dad is a cock sucker sucking
on Matt's dad's dad's cock.
Matt's dad is a cock sucker sucking on Matt's dad's cock. Matt's dad's dad's cock. Okay. Yeah. I'll make a song for my grandpa next week.
Sure, and it's all about your dad fucking, like, sucking your grandfather's penis.
Yo, my dad sucking on my grandpa's cock. I had a line that was like something about, I'm trying to remember, it was she chewing on that wood like a beaver.
I thought he bursted a vein, but he busted a nut.
No, it's just an aneurysm. Who should I send this Drake picture to get their opinion? Because I feel like it's not
odds
like-
are you send that Drake picture to your sister. Odds are.
Dude, there's no way that's not Drake.
Odds are you send that pic. Just
10.
3, 2, 1, 7.
Four. Okay. Fuck. What are the odds I text this to your mom? No, she can't. She's going to be at work and open up a picture of Drake sucking cock. Here. Okay, I'm going into my contacts real quick.
Can you send it to your sister's husband?
Dude, that's just weird, man. We don't have that kind of relationship. Can we just send it like someone we used to work with but don't work with anymore? Like,
I'd say send it to Brent. What about, get his response.
What about some old like...
Just say, hey, this you to Brent.
Okay, I'll send it to Brent. I always can't find him because I forgot I changed his name to Little Man in my phone. And it's been like that for a year, but I still forget.
Oh, by the way, Matt, I have a bone to pick with you.
You have a boner to pick with me?
Yeah, a big one. A big raging one. Veins and all. You know, I'm happy to be a part of your Twitter timeline, Matthew, but I will not be a part of the Matt Watson spin that you have going on.
What is this?
You reversed those pictures on that tweet.
What are you talking about?
You reversed those pictures.
The tweet with the pictures of us?
Yeah,
I thought it was funnier that way.
So it would tell a different narrative.
No, before I tweeted it out,
and now people think that you don't, that you're not my little man.
See, Ryan, I put those two pictures side by side. And I was like,
I liked it. You know, I retweeted it. I enjoyed it. But you're lying to the people.
I'm not lying to the people. For the comedy purpose of the tweet,
you are
my
little man.
I passed it. I am your little man. But I passed it around in my house and I said, which order should I put these pictures in? What makes more sense? And we came to that conclusion. And then I tweeted that out. There's that picture of Drake. There it is. All right. Send to Brent. All right. It is sent off to Brent. Let's see what
he says.
He should get back to me pretty quick on this. How about that?
Did you say anything with it?
No, I just sent it. How about that? I didn't talk about the handyman experience I had.
Where you just drank and chilled with him and shit?
I ordered pizza with the... So,
I really feel like he just used you for free pizza and drinks.
He was cool, though. I mean, like, I offered it all. Like, he didn't... Oh, my sister's calling me. I didn't send it to her, though.
Okay.
Yeah, Sam, I'm not answering this time.
Oh, shit. Because you know...
It's going to be a coronavirus.
Yeah. What if she has it and she was calling you to tell you?
Like, goodbye, Matthew. I'm dying. So I had to get a TV mounted on a wall. And, you know, these little toothpick arms can't do the job just that well.
You know, a house filled with one, two, three, four boys, none of you have the arms for the work of a handyman.
Well, I don't want to install a mount incorrectly.
Because the TV's heavy?
It's very heavy.
Why?
Because it's a big TV.
How big?
Big TV.
Damn. Like,
it's a large television. And I didn't want to fuck it up.
Like, does it look like a regular TV jumped on a mushroom?
Yeah. I guess that's a good way to put it. But basically, we couldn't put this up ourselves. And, you know, I'd rather support a local dude, give him a little cash that'll do a better job. So,
hey, it makes Better Call Saul nights that much more of an experience.
It does. It really does. And he comes over, he puts it up, he does a great job. And we start talking, just chilling, and made him a little tiki drink. And
he goes, you know what would be good with this tiki drink? Some pizza.
Well, I offered him. I was like,
y'all
was like,
got weed?
I was like, do you want any pizza? Or I was like, do you want to like order any food? He's like, nah, it's fine. And then he has a drink. He's like, you know, that pizza does sound pretty good.
Yeah.
So I ordered pizza. And then he just hung around for like 3 hours after he finished the job. And we just talked. We got pretty drunk. And Jackson said he walked in and he just hears, so do you believe in God? Like, we just got in really deep conversation about like believing in God and like politics and all
that.
That's
like the number one conversation to go to, right?
Yeah.
So what do you think of God?
So how's that God guy to you?
Do you partake in any Christ?
Maybe a little bit of Christ, you know? You ever dip your toes in the waters of
Christ?
In
the Christ pool, you know?
The pool of Christ. And then we traded phone numbers and he went home.
You should text him right now.
He did text me, actually.
Text him that picture of Drake. Odds are you text him that picture of Drake.
He's this 37-year-old dude named Ray.
Odds are you text him that picture
of
Drake.
That would be so over. Okay. 40.
3, 2, 1, 21.
Oh, thank God, dude. That would have been, because the only time he texted was he said, thanks, that was fun. And I said, you too. And then he sent me a podcast clip to listen to.
Of our own podcast.
Now, what did he send me?
These guys are pretty funny.
Ray. Let me find it.
Wait, are you friends with, did Ray Romano come put up your TV?
What is Ray? It was him. No, he sent me a clip from Armchair Expert podcast, said, you'll like it, .. I think. I could send him something right now. Okay, who can I send this Drake picture to? I got one more person. My dad. There's got to be one good contact. How about I just send him to a random fucking number?
Okay.
All right, I'll send him to a random number and then be like, oh, my bad,
man. What if it's
man.
A child?
Oh, you know what? That's a really good point. I didn't even think about that. That's a bad idea. I'm not going to do that. My favorite thing is texting random numbers like, hey, I'm out front. what are you talking about? My uncle, I don't know who half the people in my contacts are, dude. My landlord.
You should just send to a random number, you're fucking sick. Lawyer up, pal.
I'm just going to text lawyer up to a random number right now.
Lawyer up.
One that's in the same area code as me, so. Okay. Give me a random last four digits.
6726.
6726. Okay, it's an iPhone number.
Lawyer up.
I just said lawyer up.
What if that actually got sent to a fan, and then when they listen to the podcast,
they're like, oh, that was him?
So what if they're in like an Armenian gang?
He's gonna, I'm going to find this boy.
I'm just like, sorry, wrong number. I don't know, I was just giving advice. You know, it's always good to have a lawyer. Everyone should have a lawyer.
They'll take
I'm trying to do promotion for the Better Call Saul season.
Can you text someone, your ass is grass?
I'm going to say your ass is grass, old man. I'll do a South Carolina number for this one.
Okay, your ass is grass, old man.
How do I come up with like a real phone number? Give me four digits.
2122.
2122. It's an iPhone number.
I'm good with this shit, dude.
Your ass is grass, not gas. Your ass is grass.
Old man.
All right. I'm going to do one more.
Okay.
What's this? See, I can't send the fucking Drake. I want to send the Drake picture so bad. I say, yo, you want? Can I call you? Do you want to be on the podcast real quick?
Yeah, do that. And then if they say yes, we'll call them. Hey, we're shooting a podcast. Would you like to be a surprise guest?
2165. No, it's not. Okay, give me.
Give you what? What do you need me to
put the area code in? I'm going to put the first three digits. Okay, now give me four.
7575.
iPhone number.
Hell, I'm fucking magic, dude. I'm Magic Ryan.
Okay, I said, hey, I'm going to say I'm currently recording
a podcast.
A podcast. Could I call you real quick for a guest spot? Quick.
Hopefully they'll answer before. None of these people will answer, I bet.
Super fast. Okay, I texted them. Yeah, lawyer up, nothing from them. Your ass is grass, old man, nothing from them. dude, I'm gonna have him get some knock on my door later tonight, and it's gonna be some like huge fucking like Armenian dude with like all of like his like gang members. Like
with a fucking trilby. He has a toothpick that he's chewing on.
Yeah, so I did lawyer up. How's this for lawyers? They come in and just break my kneecaps. Dude, well, that's the thing is like, I could have either just texted, because it's an LA number, I could have just texted Brad Pitt.
That is true.
Or I could have texted the ringleader of a cartel. It's like, dude, what if this is like this person is super high up in a cartel and just got that, and he's like,
I know
oh,
people where
shit.
I can find out who this is.
Or he's just like, they're on to me.
Lawyer.
Dude, okay, I got a little paranoid yesterday.
Why?
I get home and Carson's like, yo, the weirdest thing happened. I was like, what? And he's like, a helicopter, like an LAPD helicopter came and circled like our house for like 20 minutes straight. Like specifically like our and like the two next to us, like within that small of an area.
Mm-hmm.
Just circle it for like 20
minutes. There's a lot of houses around you.
No, but like
if they're
like,
circling that area, the spotlight on your house or
not
something?
The spotlight, but literally like Carson filmed it and he showed me. He's like, look, like it was literally just like going around our house.
Hmm.
And I was like, what the fuck?
They're looking for a banana, dude.
Yeah, they were actually just like getting footage for this big bust about to make, and they're showing like this footage was taken days before the arrest. No, I just thought it was weird.
Matt Watson is at his home right now, apparently.
This is where YouTuber Matt Watson resided before the arrest. I wish I could do a news voice.
You can.
There, you know, there's like attempting to do a news voice, but then there's a news voice.
Yeah, like Tucker Carlson.
Tucker Carlson. I love that Carson's name is Carson Tucker. So no matter what, how big he gets, if you search Carson Tucker, only thing will come up
Tucker
is Tucker
Carlson.
Let's do our best news voices. This was the establishment moments before the arrest.
Do I say the same thing?
Sure, anything you want.
This was the establishment moments before the arrest.
It's good, it's good. They have that certain, like, it's part.
Tonight at 10.
Tonight at 10. Is it learned, do you think?
Tonight at 10. Yeah, it is a way of speak.
Do you think people
teach yourself, like, basically how to read a teleprompter well.
Do you think that if we practiced, we could get perfect news voices? That'd actually be a really cool skill.
I used to work for a news program, Matthew. Ever heard of the Silver Screen Report?
No.
Dutch Fork High
Fucking
School?
Fucking way.
Yep. Dun 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 dun. Dun 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 dun.
Dude, if Super Mega fails, we should both go to the move in the middle of nowhere and just go be like the high school news teachers, like that just run one of those classes. We just run a high school news program.
Yeah. Hey, anyone at Dutch Fork?
Actually, this is going to be a shout out to anyone that currently goes to my old high school that might be in the news broadcasting program. If they have an archive, I used to say the pledge almost like every single day. Like I was one of the pledge guys.
Yeah.
So I wonder if someone could dig any of that up.
I bet there's definitely an archive of my shit.
I did the teleprompter too a lot. I would do the like the main news reporting.
Ooh, see, we didn't do news like that. There would be an anchor. It would change like every week, and the anchor, depending on what story was best, would try to fit. Like if the big story was football, they'd film the anchor spots and segments on the football field. It's like you'd have a story and then it'd go back to anchor to be like, oh, back to the, you know, that type of shit.
I remember watching some awkward. I don't. Okay. So
a lot of the shots aren't framed well.
No,
the audio is
bad.
Like the audio would be like anywhere between this.
Yeah. So I was working with the janitorial staff.
To this. Yeah, so I was working with the janitorial staff.
Oh, it's interesting.
Yep.
I
was the producer for my last year because as a senior, you can run to kind of be producer of the show, and I was one of the producers.
How serious did you take it?
Pretty seriously. We won like something. There's this thing called SESPA where you can win awards. SIPA and SESPA were the big things.
I remember doing the teacher that ran it, just she just didn't give a fuck. And
oh, my teacher cared a lot.
She didn't give a fuck. So I just walk in when I was actually supposed to be in, because I had an art class across the hall, but the teacher didn't care either.
Mm-hmm.
So I just kind of like walk in when they're doing, I wasn't even in the class. That's the thing.
People used it as a study hall because they didn't care. I mean, that's what broadcast journalism, I guess, was put at schools to do. But there are some kids who actually legitimately cared about the stuff they made.
Well, we had good equipment.
Or had fun with it.
No, I had a lot of fun. I'd go in and I'd just be like, can I do the news this morning? They'd be like, sure. And I'd just sit down and I'd read the teleprompter. And I'd usually have a partner, like someone that would be taking it more seriously than me. But I'd also run the teleprompter sometimes where I'd press the little like buttons to speed up or slow it down.
See, we didn't have a teleprompter. We would print out the scripts on paper and it would just be the cameraman's duty just to hold the paper up so for the anchor to read.
I like
Or no, that's not what it was. It was similar to that. I remember we did that once, but the main thing we would do is we would print them out on paper and we would fold them up so we'd like have them and we'd be like, okay, read that. We try to memorize it. And then we'd say it.
I like that.
You would switch between like show the cameraman holding it up and then trying to memorize it to sound a little more natural.
There was this kid in the, I was such a fucking dick. There was this kid that
still
like,
are.
Come on, man. What's the deal?
Addicted to my love for you.
Yeah, I am. there's this kid that, I don't remember much about him, but I remember just one morning, he was like reading the news. I was doing the tab prompter, and I'd fuck with
him. You just sped it up.
Started going really fast, which is actually like, to me, I'm like, it's funny, but then like, he's live in front of like
the whole student
thousand
body.
Students that are all just judging him. He's like,
he probably laughed at it afterwards, though.
He was like,
or did he know you that well?
No, he was like, what's going on with the teleprompter? So take it back, and I was like, I did it by accident once, too. I wasn't really paying attention. Is my sister call? Oh, I'm getting a call from Glendale, California.
Is this number?
I don't know. Hello?
Hi, what's up, you hoser?
Who is this?
It's Justin. What do you mean?
Oh, it's Justin. Okay, Justin, let me call you back in a minute, okay?
What do you mean?
I'm on a podcast. Goodbye. Sorry, that was Justin Tracy. That must have... Oh, he's probably calling from the Game Grumps office.
Oh, he probably wanted to talk real quick about something, though. Did you just hang up on the boy?
Yeah, I'm doing a podcast, bro.
That is true.
You know? I don't want to sit here and interrupt it. I do have to take a mean shit, though.
I have to pee-pee.
You want to piss between my legs? Well, actually, this is also a great time for... take a little break, and we'll be right back. We're back. Oh, perfect timing. I just got a text from Lawyer Up.
Yeah? And?
Huh? Just said, huh? All right, where do I go from here?
Can you just react and just say ha ha? Do the ha ha reaction? No, can you add? No, never mind. I want it to come off as serious. I'm trying to think.
I want it to be good without legitimately harassing somebody.
Yeah.
So Lawyer Up, huh? You know what you did. Let's say come out front.
Yeah, say that come out front.
Dude, what if they called the police?
nothing for the podcast guest though?
No. I'll text again. I'll say, hey, you there?
We need a response ASAP.
Need a response ASAP. I could text someone else and be like, hey, I'm live on the radio. You wanna call in real quick? They said, who is this? When I said, come out front. And they said, who is this?
Say, you know who this is.
You know exactly.
You know exactly who this is.
I'll send a picture of Drake sucking dick.
No,
I can't. I'll say, are you over 18? And willing to see... pornographic image.
Yes. Okay, then
I have in my possession a leaked uncirculated photo of Drake performing fellatio with semen on his face.
Is that not a big meme picture out there?
No, I've never seen it.
Where'd you get it from?
I think someone texted it to me. I don't remember where I got it from. I've never seen it like online or anything though. So that's why it makes me wonder.
I'm gonna look up
Drake sucking penis.
Yeah, Drake sucking penis.
I'm gonna go on Twitter. Actually, speaking of Twitter, I just saw something on my timeline I would like to read to you.
Yeah.
It's a screenshot of some text, and the caption is, if I had to see this, so do you. Okay? So I'm going to read this.
Right here.
Oh, okay. So it is a known picture.
Yeah, but there's a lot of people like...
Go look up Drake sucking penis if you're over 18.
Dude, what about this leak?
I love when people do like this shitty, like they're still good
like
photoshops.
It's obviously like a headshot of them from a red carpet event, but
put over like a naked guy with an erection. Yeah. All right.
Ryan, why don't people do that to us, huh?
I get, just make sure it's someone with like a super small cock.
Yeah, just a, like just fat, naked, or like just old disgusting men. Old men's bodies.
And but then people's gonna be like, when someone's gonna search like Matt Watson or Ryan McGee, like that shit's gonna come
good,
up.
Good, it comes right. up.
What Ryan McGee with a pussy would be breathtaking. It would be so pink, and he'd make sure to wax every once in a while, and his lips would be silky.
What is this?
To see his clit, you'd have to spread his lips because
what are you talking
also
about?
Chubby.
This is random. What are you talking about?
I just saw this on my timeline on Twitter, so I just wanted to read it to you.
But like, where on your timeline? Like, at us? Because of
no. Just no context, super mega retweeted, what the fuck is this shit? And someone said, I had to see this, so do you. Ryan McGee with a pussy would be breathtaking. It would be so pink, and he'd make sure to wax every once in a while, and his lips would be silky. To see his clit, you'd have to spread his lips because are also chubby. His walls are fluffy, and it'd be so easy for him to squirt. How's that make you feel? I see a little twinkle of arousal in your eyes.
Yeah, that's what that is.
What's it called when you're turned on by, like, envisioning yourself in, like, women's clothing?
A lot of serial killers do that.
It's there's like a scientific name for it.
I don't know.
I read about it on Wikipedia recently.
Well, I didn't. So how would I know?
That's like actually a really good point. That is a fantastic point to make.
I got another point to make.
What?
This dick going in your ass.
All right. Behave.
That's the sound of it going into your ass.
That sounds like the sound of it coming out.
Nope.
Oh, by the way, so the other night, we went on the Misfits podcast, which is not out yet.
We did.
Very fun. That episode should be out soon. But afterwards, Ryan had to go tend to Lego. I went to dinner with Swagger Souls and Fitz and some of the Misfits guys. But our rep from a talent agency we work with came with, who helps us handle some things on the business side of our podcast. And I asked her, I was like, have you ever listened to the podcast? And she's like, yeah, I've listened to like 4 episodes. And she told me the episode she listened to most recently was, she's like, yeah, the one I remember was the female anatomy one. And I was like, God damn it. So the one that really stuck out to her was the one where we're going down the Wikipedia page for like vagina and trying to figure out what everything
about
was.
Vagina crust and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, that one. That was, and so I'm like, great, that's a great, of all 100, almost 200 episodes of the podcast.
Well, sounds like she just isn't in touch with her own body. She probably clicked on it going.
She's
going
to listen to this one now and be like, why are they talking about me like this?
It's because we don't respect you.
Mm-mm. Not one single bit.
Well, now you know.
Well, actually, I would like to see if she really does care about us and if she does listen to the podcast. So
she's only listened to 4 out of 184 episodes. She still has 180 to go.
But Misfit said, how many of ours have you listened to? She said 2.
Ooh.
And she works for both podcasts. So the fact I said I looked I looked over at Fitz and I was like, you know, your podcast might be bigger, but whose is she listening to?
They've also been doing it a shorter amount of time and are more successful in that span of time than we.
Well,
are. We've been on YouTube for 6 years.
4. Well, yeah, I guess if we're counting Syndigo and Kids of Problems. And
for
stuff.
Me, okay.
Are we going to count Format 24 too?
No. I'd say the channels that were kind of like the precursors to what we do. Because like Syndigo led to Super Mega essentially, and then Kids with Problems led to Super Mega.
Kids with Problems and Syndigo were like the foster parents for for a little baby that then went
made Let's Plays
and outgrew his daddies.
Yep. We always say, we always mention Let's Plays. I guess that's to make us feel better because I legitimately enjoy recording that
I do
shit.
Like doing Let's Plays, yeah. I think I've always been embarrassed just because that stigma of Let's Players, like the children ones where it's just so cringy. And ours, yeah, ours Let's Plays can definitely be cringy. And I know it's not the most ideal type of content because it does seem to attract a more younger audience. But I just like playing games with you and just talking. Yeah. It's fun. And just like a lot of funny shit happens.
I feel like regardless of like anything we see that might be negative and turn us off. Like, the thing is, I noticed that I started taking like some negative comments to heart. I was getting better at it. Then all of a sudden I just had like a day where I just kind of went through them, and
yeah,
it was one of those days. And I'm like, these negative comments, while they are constructive at some, in some points, for the most part, it's almost like I want to act differently. But then if I act and think differently in terms of not doing what I want to do, then it's like, it's not hanging out with my friend. It's not hanging out with my buddy. It's not doing shit.
And
with,
I had this
Matt Watts.
I've had the exact same problem before, because I remember way, I feel like we've gotten better about this, but back in the day, and I'm speaking for myself, I don't know if you felt the same way, but there were times where, I would be doing a playthrough and I'd be having a lot of fun with it, but then I'd read the comments and they would bum me out so much.
We'd almost stop the playthrough.
And I'd become so paranoid about, like, I'm not being funny, or like this, I'm not playing good enough. And then the series would suck comedically after that, because I'd be so paranoid about being good at the game. And then we ended up, I just wouldn't have fun. We wouldn't finish the series.
Yeah.
And I realized it's like, we got to just do what we want to do and what we have fun making, because that's why people came in the first place, you know? People want to see us have fun. They don't want to see us.
I just want to continue.
They don't
want to
see us be good at a video game.
I just want to, like, that we've been doing the same thing since day one. Nothing's changed. And so it's like,
we really haven't changed that much. I mean, like, there's definitely aspects we've grown.
People
and
can mature out of what we do, you know, 100%, or like, you know, their sense of humor changes. But I feel like while we definitely have, our style of humor has stayed the same, but I think we're less of the, I just remember trying really hard to be edgy.
Yeah. Well, also we hadn't found
now I just do it to fuck with you.
Yeah. And we haven't found our groove yet.
To fuck with Justin sometimes, but.
And that, well, that's the thing, is like, especially with edgy comedy, is like, I think edgy comedy is funny. I think there's just ways about going about doing it,
mm-hmm.
where it's edgy to be edgy. Edgy with a purpose, you know. There's like different.
You don't want to be a part of like the nihilist edgy humor type shit, where it's like, I'm just gonna troll because I don't care.
Yeah, and I've definitely made my fair share of edgy jokes on YouTube that if I were to hear now, I would cringe into oblivion. And be like, oh my god! Every now and then, I'll see like an old clip from Super Mega, or just an old clip I'm in where I make some joke. I'm like, oh god damn it.
Yeah, it's important, I guess, though, because
that's
see
growth,
the change,
you know, because like the fact that I'm cringing on that means like, oh, I wouldn't,
you're not gonna be the same person at night, you know, at 23 that you were at 19,
you know. Yeah. And we're also cataloging
that's
our,
only 4 years apart. What do you mean?
No, but 19 to 24, that's a hell of a difference of a world. I've changed like 5 times, like massively in my life since then. And the fact that we're cataloging all of that shows, you know, it sucks. It's great, but it also sucks, because it's like, now I got plenty of stuff to look back at and cringe on. And I guarantee when I'm 28, I'm going to look back at the shit I did when I was 24.
I think it's
going to
be less cringy as the older we get, because it's going to be more kind of like, that was stupid, but I remember having these conversations with Matt, who unfortunately
overdosed on poppers.
Yep. He didn't sniff them. He drank them instead.
I thought it would be better. Ugh.
It's like drinking Sharpie juice.
Poppers are legal.
Yeah.
Are they considered a drug?
Yeah.
I guess.
Those fuck with your brain.
Poppers are very bad for your brain. It's very heavily used in the gay community. It's like you can get it at smoke shops. It's
the
like
gays?
The gays do use poppers, yeah. Because it loosens your butthole. It's like a little bottle of, they market it as like floor cleaner, and you
it looks
it.
Like a little bottle of poison,
and you open
like
it up,
like that a villain uses in a movie.
Yes, and you sniff it, and it gives you a big head rush and makes your anus looser. And a lot of people use them in the club and for doing
just
sex.
Just relax, have a good time, you know.
I've done them before. They are relaxing. You get a very strong head rush, and then a strong relax.
Wouldn't recommend.
I know they are. I would not recommend doing it. They're very, like, when you smell that, you're like, my brain's dying by smelling that. My brain cells.
It smells like a Sharpie.
It smells like not good. It smells like cancer. If you put cancer into a bottle, like that's what that smells like. But yeah, we'll do poppers drawings. We'll hook up a like a face mask that's just
popper
continuous.
Drawing. Oh god, we'd die.
Oh my god,
we would die very quickly. JK.
Yeah, maybe. We probably would. You pass out
unless.
Well, if you have a mask like a beer, you're breathing it in. Yeah, you would fucking absolutely die.
Oh, here's a better image.
So it looks like it's from a video.
Drake the rapper sucking dick on X videos. Hold up.
They didn't respond to me. Yo, that's Drake. Dude, always look. Dude, look at the eyes. Look at the eyes. That's Drake. Oh, he's jerking off too. That's where the screenshot's from. At the end, he looks up.
He already has cum on his face. This dude's that he's blown is hard.
Yeah, maybe
because it starts with a frame of him sucking another guy's dick, and then it
He probably got blown on, and then moves on to, you know, from there.
Massive dick, black BBC. That looks like a horse cock.
So it's not Drake.
Jerkmate. It's fun, exciting, totally confident.
I hate that the second I heard that music, I knew what it was.
Jack with thousands of men worldwide?
Jerkmate?
Yeah, dude. Jerk off with other men.
That looks painful, doesn't it?
Ow, dude. Sometimes as someone who watches gay porn, ironically, sometimes I see shit. I'm like, ow, what the? Ah, that looks painful. I can't do it, bro. I'm just so turned off by it because I'm so straight.
I'm going to look up Rick and Morty on Pornhub.
Bro, if you want the good shit based on that, you got to go to the other websites. You got to find some weird off-brand porn website and then look up Rick and Morty. Real quick, I'm going to send... I'll send Letty the picture of Drake sucking some schlong. I could send Ryan's mom the picture of Drake.
What?
Dude, people got the fact that we started the Cool Math Games with that song, like that that people freaked out over that. Uh-oh.
Hold up.
And today we're back with some more Rick and Morty, the way back home.
Is this a let's play on Pornhub of a guy playing a sexual Rick and Morty game?
It is. I'm going to fast forward to the fucking.
So far, that's one of them. Anyways, my turn now.
Sounds like Slava Zizek.
Shows a Rick and Morty pornography game.
Oh, she's massaging his penis. Oh, hold on. Is he about to sleep with his mother? Oh, shit.
Yo!
Shit, come on. Scrub! Work.
I pop into my head.
Who should I send this? I need one more person to send this Drake picture to, bro.
He has mounted the mayor.
Realistic and raw. Holy shit, bro. Just getting into it.
Getting into it, boy, bro. Holy shit.
Actually getting jailed for a
whole. Dude, imagine, like, if we did that kind of let's play. Ooh. What if we did a let's play that we uploaded to Pornhub, bro?
They're about to fuck.
Shh. Oh, they're about to fuck?
Hold up. Okay, well, we can't.
How about I eeny, meeny, miny, moe it? How about I just... Okay, Ryan. Yell stop just whenever you feel like it, okay?
Holy shit. Sorry, go on.
Yell stop whenever you feel like it.
Okay. Stop.
You're going to think I'm faking this. It landed on mom. I was going through my contacts and then I tapped one.
You could send it and be like, oh, sorry, mom. My friend didn't.
I'm not fucking kidding you. All right.
Are you going to say, sorry, that was an accident. I was trying to send this to Ryan because it looks like Drake. You can say like,
I'll say, sorry, I was trying to send that to dad.
Are you actually going to text your mom that?
Bro, my heart is racing right now.
Are you actually going to text your mom that?
I like commitment to a bit, and I'm going to do it.
Are you? No, Matt. Are you? Oh, he's thinking. He's pondering this shit. All
right, Ryan. I want you to witness this, okay?
No, dude. Oh, my God. No way.
Okay, see the green loading bar at the top as it's sending?
But you can't unsend that.
No,
shit.
You can't unsend it. It's too late. I've already sent it.
Oh, it's sent.
And it is sent.
What? You sent gay porn to your mom.
I just took a screenshot of that. That one might have been a little too far, actually, yeah.
Are you worried now?
A little bit.
But you're like, hey,
it's starting to sink in the reality of what I just did. It's like, oh, it's funny for the podcast, but
we're gonna, she's your mom. She has to love
we're gonna,
you regardless.
We're going to end the podcast in 2 minutes. And then I'm like, okay, the joke's over now. And I legitimately sent my mom gay pornography.
Is she gonna? Is she gonna text back, you think?
Oh, my phone is vibrated. I'm scared to look.
Oh, no. Who is it from?
U.S. launches strikes in Iraq after Iranian-backed militias after attack that killed coalition troops.
Oh, well, that's not
who
important.
Cares about that? We should probably keep the podcast going until I get a response from my mom.
Do you think she will respond?
I'm going to say, sorry, meant to... I'm going to say, sorry, meant to send that to...
Dad.
No, because I already did the song "Fuck My Dad," and my mom likes to psychoanalyze shit, and she's gonna actually think I'm gay for my dad. With all of these, she's like there's the joke, and then he keeps joking about, and then she's gonna sit me down and be like, "Honey, were you molested as a child by your father?" Like, she's gonna like really
she's gonna talk to your sister about it.
I think Matthew.
What do you think she's gonna psychoanalyze out of this?
So, your brother sent me.
Dude, she's gonna think she's gonna think you.
That's a grotesque
you're
picture.
Attracted to her.
Sorry, I meant to send that to. Oh God, I just gotta hurry up and cover my ass. Sorry, I meant to send that to. Oh, I'm drawing so many blanks right now.
The boys group text.
Sorry, I meant to send that to. Oh, she responded.
oh no.
She said, "I don't want to see that." Dot dot dot. Okay, no, I'm just gonna say.
I don't want to see.
I'm just gonna say it's Drake. I just said it's Drake.
Oh my God, I don't want to see that. Do you think she's jealous? When's the last time your mom's popped a rod in her mouth, dude?
Let me call and ask. Man. I don't know.
Well, you just sent her a picture. I feel like, would you be more uncomfortable sending that picture asking your mom? When's
everyone,
the last time
go look up Drake sucking dick. That's the picture I sent to my mom. I really am sorry.
Did she say anything else after? Did she?
No, she didn't. And I'm going to be, this is going to be the type of shit when I'm at my mom's funeral, I'm just going to feel guilty about.
Nah.
I'm just gonna be like,
she's gonna make her laugh right before she takes her final breath. She's gonna remember this moment.
What if my mom crashed her car driving home in the rain because her phone went off and she pulled it out to look?
Well, she shouldn't have been looking and she shouldn't have been texting while driving in the rain.
Well, she, yes. Good point. But like, she pulls it out to see who texted her. She sees that picture, immediately, boom, hits a phone pole, dead.
This is the last thing she
sees. Last thing she sees is Drake sucking.
How would you feel?
There's almost like a horrible comedy to it, you know? A horrible, what is it, a comedic tragedy? What's it called? What's the, like,
I mean, a comedy, like the old, you know, we're talking
meaning
about,
of comedy was a tragedy.
Yeah, it's
truly Shakespearean.
Yeah.
I think.
Did you send anything else?
No, I should probably actually go call my mom, so...
We're going to end the podcast here so Matt can go apologize. Are you sure she didn't send anything else? She's
no, she didn't send anything else.
You know she's just... Oh, no.
Should I just screenshot this and blur out the picture but put it on Patreon to prove I was telling the truth?
Yes.
Okay.
We need the blur out... Oh, yeah, okay.
I'll blur out the...
Because we're not an 18-plus Patreon.
I'll blur out the...
For those interested, we're actually thinking of, like, doing an 18-plus separate Patreon where we won't censor out the nudity in the videos because a lot of you people want... No, of course we're not going to fucking do that.
For a second, I was like, we didn't talk about
that. No, I know. I just knew that a lot of people were just, like, their ears perked up.
Like, y'all, we're fucking YouTubers. You don't need to see our cock and balls, okay? That's no.
Unless you ask nicely.
Yeah. Well, maybe we'll add a ball tier on the Patreon.
Yeah. We're like, you have to pay $1,000 a month, and then it's just a picture of our balls, like, outside of our, like, pants.
I could...
Brain!
I think for the
goat.
Right... For the right amount, I would show off some balls. It's just balls.
Same here, it's funny.
It's just fucking balls, you know?
I know.
Like, I don't think there's anything,
I
like...
I think a cock and balls is funny.
Testicles are, like, penis, that's sexual, but testicles are just kind of funny to me. It's just balls, man.
Well, you know, we'll think about the ball tier.
Jackson came up with a good joke, by the way, I wanted to tell you. He said, what about instead of healthcare for all, Medicare health, for all. Medicare for balls.
And then so everyone gets government support for
their balls.
Of,
yeah. All right. Well, I need to call my mom and make this right.
She hasn't texted back at all.
Go right. On Patreon if you want to see the proof of this. God damn it. All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.